In Zambia, we had that in Lusaka is where the headquarters of the ANC are, and there and in Samafco, we have pending projects in the areas of teaching, informatics, and healthcare that were identified back in December. On this trip, we mainly discussed questions of security. It became very apparent to us that the question of security for the ANC is a much bigger deal than it is for Zimbabwe, because they are constantly having infiltration attempts by Southern Africa security agents, and you all know that history. And so to be able to have foreigners come in and have access to their infrastructure becomes a fairly a security sensitive kind of thing. And how we manage that and manage that in conjunction with the ANC is being dealt with now and will be an ongoing subject and for the next few months. As far as non-ANC projects in Zambia, we mainly, it was Dr. Swift that stayed there the longest, and so they're mostly in healthcare at this point, both at the School of Medicine and in the Ministry of Health. But again, like in Zimbabwe, there are a good number of faculty positions that are open. And I saw a very good example there, another good example of this problem of NGOs or governments establishing big projects without the technical expertise to support it. This medical school has just been built by the Japanese. It's a big, modern brick building. It's with nice big lawns all around it and parking lot. In fact, my guide said how the veterinary clinic at this medical school was better than the hospitals in Zambia. But again, they don't have the staff to operate it. They don't have a full-blown teaching staff. And they need, just like everywhere else, technicians to train their technicians in the repair and maintenance of all kinds of hospital equipment, both electronic and mechanical. Again, the same problem we're seeing over and over again. The infrastructure is being supplied in many cases by NGOs and governments, but without the lack of skills to support it.